Hello.
Hi.
Okay. I'm Maddie Helwig, and I'm with Anna Kim from South Korea, and we're going to do an interview.
Yay.
I've got some questions here, but I don't want it to get too weird. We can just talk normally, and that's fine, too. Mm-hmm. But so my first questions I want to ask you are mostly about living in South Korea. So first of all, I know you live in Seoul. Did you always live there, or did you grow up in a different area and then you moved to Seoul? Like, tell me about your, like, where you were born and, like, growing up a little bit.
I think I was born in Seoul, mm-hmm. but our family moved house several mm-hmm. times.
Okay.
So I think once we lived in suburb mm-hmm. around Seoul, mm-hmm. but mostly in side of the Seoul,
okay.
I think.
So, like, right now you live in Seoul, mm-hmm. but you live, like, in the city. You don't really live in the suburb now?
Yeah, we are in the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. But you kind of grew up in the suburb. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. What is something that you miss about living in Seoul or in Korea in general?
Convenient mm-hmm. things like transportation mm-hmm. or a lot of stores were, like, nearby our house.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really easy and quick to buy something mm-hmm. by walking. You take like a 2 or 3 minutes to get there and buy stuff, and yeah, it's mm-hmm. so close. So I kind of miss that too.
Yeah, we've talked about that in the past. Where you're like, it's like you miss the city life where you can just like kind of go to a place and it's really easy.
Mm-hmm.
But because you lived in Michigan. During
oh, yeah.
high school, so
yeah.
you were probably not even, you're probably pretty much in the country, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Yeah. yeah. So that's got to be a big change.
yeah, I like countryside too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like being in countryside, like for a long time,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of boring. Mm-hmm. I want to be in city sometime and be in a peaceful place sometime,
mm-hmm.
you know? I kind of want both.
Yeah.
So it's hard, but I like you too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense because I grew up in Sacramento, California, which
yeah.
I grew up in a suburb, but it was still really close to a lot of shopping stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, like, I live in Wisconsin and I still live in a suburb of Milwaukee, but there's
yeah.
still like not nearly as much convenience around there. Like,
mm-hmm.
there's no like public transportation and there's like no coffee shops. Like, there's no Starbucks. What the heck? But yeah, so. I totally understand.
Okay.
So tell me about your church in South Korea, because you've
mm-hmm.
told me a little bit about it. You told me it was a little bit more contemporary.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about, like, the services? Like, were they similar to our services that you've seen here, or?
I think the liturgy stuff kind of similar
mm-hmm.
to here.
Mm-hmm.
But the hymns are way different.
Okay.
Even if it's not contemporary hymn,
mm-hmm.
even if we have our own traditional hymn.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Like
that's cool.
Yeah. I think there's some similar, like, same song to
mm-hmm.
the American,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Christian worship song, but there are a lot of, like, other songs which is way too different to Christian worship.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty interesting. And when I just got here
mm-hmm.
and singing him in Christian worship was kind of hard for me because I'm not used to it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I felt different to that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So you have you have songs that are like Korean traditional songs kind of that are like Christian?
Yeah. When I saw the composer,
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of Western names
mm.
too, but there are a lot of Korean names too.
Oh, that's really cool.
So, yeah.
That's interesting. Because
yeah.
I just assume that, like, a lot of the stuff you'd sing is still, like, Christian worship stuff, but
mm-hmm.
just, like, translated. So that's cool that you have, like, your own stuff that's
yeah.
different. Is the church you go to, is it really big? Like, do you know how many members there are?
It's not that big,
mm.
I think. It is, like, 200 to 300
okay.
members.
Oh, okay. So that's yeah. not that different than churches here usually.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. So, can you tell me what made you decide to go to America? Like, was it a lot your parents' decision, or was it your decision, or, like, how did that happen?
My parents suggest, why don't you go to America? Mm-hmm. But it's up to you. That's mm-hmm. what they said. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, I will go.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. Mm-hmm. And also, my older brother came to America mm-hmm. earlier than me.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of influenced me, like, oh, I want to go too, like, because he went and he said it was really nice
mm-hmm.
to be in America.
Mm.
So
that's
yeah.
cool. Well, did he go to MLC too?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought, because he teaches now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where does he teach?
Illinois is Morton Grove, Illinois.
Is it a grade school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I knew he was here, but I didn't know exactly.
He went like
what
same
he
high school. Mm. My
oh, yeah, he went to Michigan. I think
yeah.
that happens a lot because I knew a guy that went to our high school in, a Korean guy that went to our high school in Wisconsin, and then his younger brother, like, came right after him. So
oh,
I think
yeah.
that's how it usually is. They go to the same high school, yeah.
That's the guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's the muscle guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently his younger brother looks exactly like him. Like,
oh,
he's
really?
Got big muscles, too, yeah.
Yeah,
it's the same guy. I know.
Yeah.
This is kind of a weird question, but I was thinking of it too. I always wonder when like sometimes when I mention Korea, I just say Korea, but sometimes I say South Korea. Does that like is it weird to you when people say it a certain way, or I don't know.
Not really.
Okay.
Like we also call Korea.
In Korea you say Korea. In South Korea you say Korea. It, I mean, in Korean, obviously, but...
So, yeah, we call Korea,
mm-hmm.
and then we call North Korea,
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah,
that's how I always think of it, too, because usually, I mean, like, I've never met a person from North Korea, obviously, so... yeah, so, like, I always say, like, Korea when I'm talking about South Korea, so I'm just curious, because I've said that a lot, and I'm always like, oh, I wonder if she, like, thinks it's weird if I say it a certain way. I don't know.
Like, when I introduce my country here,
mm-hmm.
I always say Korea, and later I say, oh, South Korea,
mm-hmm.
just in case.
Yeah, well, but, yeah. Well,
they might know, but
the thing is like, I feel like some people, like, has anyone ever asked you if you're, which Korea you're from?
They asked me just for fun.
Oh, do you appreciate that? Or is that kind of, like, rude?
I
don't know. Okay, you don't mind? That's good.
I know it's joking,
okay,
so
that's
I get
good.
That part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good that you're not offended by that, because, yeah, I think people here think it's funny sometimes.
Good.
That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like I've heard people ask that, or people ask me, they'll be like, which Korea is it? And I'm like, it's South Korea. North Korea is the bad one.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, but... Okay, I was just wondering if you ever got those kinds of questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to jump to America a little bit. So what was the hardest thing about coming over to America? Like when you first came over here, was it, like, the language that was the hardest? Or was there, like, weird cultural things? Or was it just starting high school in general? Because, like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think high school's hard for everyone at first, even if you're not, like, going from one country to another. I don't know.
Oh.
So, like, what was the hardest thing about when you first came to America?
Obviously, language.
Mm-hmm.
Because, when I learn English in Korea, they, like, even teachers and the recording to listen English,
mm-hmm.
they always speak really slow.
Yeah.
To let us understand.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, here, people, like, speak normal way, but it was still fast for me at
mm-hmm.
first. So, like, people, like, my friends say, like, blah, 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 and I don't get it.
Yeah.
And people say so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't even, like, ask a question, what did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, if I talk to one person,
mm-hmm.
it's okay because I can ask.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But more than, like, 3 person, include me.
Yeah.
It's really hard to, like, interrupt, like, oh, what did you say?
Kind of, the conversation can get away from you.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that was the hardest thing for learning English. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Because I, like, in Chinese class, I'm always like, oh, I totally understand what they're saying. But then, like, if I watch a movie in Chinese, I'm like, I literally can't understand one word. Like, even if I know I should, I, like, can't understand anything they say because they're, like, speaking so fast. So that kind of makes sense.
I think you will partially, like, a little bit understand when you learn, like, 1 year for Chinese class. Because I felt, like, different. I watched Chinese movie after I finished the first semester for learning Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And after I finished second, like, 2 semester for learning Chinese and watched Chinese movie, I felt kind of different to that because I feel like I understand a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know more words.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, grammar.
Yeah. Things. Well, there's hope for me then. So.
Yeah. You'll be able to do that later.
That's good. Yeah.
And you're going to China.
So. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so hopefully I'll learn something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So.
I'm curious, how much English did you take in Korea? Like, from what grade on did you start learning it?
Let's see. I think 3rd grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't really learn how to speak. Mm-hmm. Like, we learn phonics.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
But we don't really learn how to speak to American people.
Yeah.
Well, something like that.
And I'm sure you can't get much practice in Korea because there's probably not very many Americans. So.
Yeah. We only focus, like, they only focus teaching reading part.
Okay. Yeah, that would be really challenging to...
Yeah.
Go to high school. Oh, wow. Okay. So, was there, like, a point when you started feeling more comfortable in America? Or was it just kind of a gradual thing? Like, did it take you, like, the first year of being here and then... Or was it... I don't know. Tell me about that. When you started feeling comfortable.
I feel like I felt comfortable about after a year. I think it was gradual, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every year I feel, like, more comfortable.
That's good.
Comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now I'm so comfortable.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Is it weird when you go back to Korea at all? Or I guess just because you, like, I don't know, anytime you go back to a place after being gone a year, I always feel like it's a little weird, but...
Yeah,
you probably,
I feel weird, too.
Yeah.
1 or 2 days.
Yeah, and then you get back to it.
Am I here? Like, I'm thinking, like, am I really here?
Yeah.
Am I dreaming or something like
that? No, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
Feeling. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, and then, I want to see, can you tell me something positive about living in America? And then I'll have you say something negative about living in America, too. But, like, something positive, and it could do with, like, Americans or America, just something with the culture that you really like about America, or is like something that you've just enjoyed about living here.
Okay. First thing, I was mostly in the city, the big city.
Mm-hmm.
So it was so, like, not always, but it was pretty noisy around my house, and. So I like kind of peaceful place here, the countryside, and I was like, when I just got here, it was really night, but like even 12 midnight. In Korea it's pretty bright because they live in the city.
Oh yeah, because you're that makes sense.
Yeah, but here it's so dark, so like. how do they drive? Like, I think, like, my whole family came to airport to pick me up, and they're driving, and I feel like, are they okay to drive?
Because
there's no light at all. So I feel so weird.
Oh, yeah.
But I felt so good, too.
That's good.
Yeah, at some point. So I like that peaceful American place.
Yeah.
And people, like, I think, people here have a lot of joke.
They joke a lot?
Yeah.
Really? That's funny.
Yeah. We joke too, but like,
yeah, of course.
More?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, yeah. Huh.
Yeah, because like I thinking when I speak in English and speak to you guys, we like talking about something really general thing, and which could be funny when I speak in English, but if I speak in Korean, it's not funny.
Oh.
But if I speak in English, it's still funny for me.
Huh.
So that was, I don't know how to explain really well about it, but it's funny.
Okay.
Like to compare that, like, oh, if I say something about it in Korean to Korean people, they won't say it's that funny.
Okay. Okay. So we're like people just like laugh more, I guess, or like they find weird things funny.
Yeah.
I guess. Okay.
More bright.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny to me.
Yeah.
Okay. And then something. Can you tell me something negative about America, or just like something that you prefer? You prefer like Korean way of doing something, or like, I don't know, anything like that.
Well, like the one thing I like being in Korea was there are a lot of like museums and the place, like entertainment place, kind of like that.
Yeah.
And especially I like to go to a museum or something like those.
I guess you are like a social studies major.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, but you know, it's really hard to get that kind of place here.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Without a car. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's true. That's got to be, because like if I went to Korea, I could get around Korea super easily. But like if a Korean person comes here, if they don't have a driver's license, then it, like you're kind of stuck unless you're in like a really big city.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it feels kind of hard.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I can't go.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of stretch your imagination to find entertainment. Yeah.
I can look it up in the website and see something.
There you go.
It'll work.
Yeah, I feel like that's how I am this year because in the past I wouldn't mind like spending money, and then I have like a car too, so I would just like drive somewhere and do something if I wanted to. But then this year, we're, like, trying to be more careful with money. So it's just, like, there'll be a weekend, and we're, like, okay, we can't spend money, but so what can we do? And it's just, like, there's, like, nothing. There's so, like, there's nothing that I want to do unless it's spending money. So we just, like, sit around and, like, read a book or something. But fine. But
are you raising money for FOC?
Kind of. Well, it's not necessarily FOC. It's the summer beforehand because, we were kind of hoping to, like, take the summer off and spend it with our families, which means we'd have to be in Wisconsin, and we don't have jobs there anymore, and it's just, like, we want to concentrate on, like, being with our family before we go to China, so we don't really plan on working in the summer, so it's just going to be kind of tricky with that. Like, we don't want to, like, dip into savings too much, but...
That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
So, I... know that you're thinking about doing FOC, but then just in general, like, do you kind of know the direction you're going in the future? Like, do you think right now you'd rather work in America for a while, or could you see yourself working in America, or do you think you're going to go and work in Korea for a while? Like, positives and negatives, whatever.
My plan right now, like, I'm going to apply for FOC, but if I... done with FOC after a year, I think I'm gonna go back to Korea, find a job over there. Yeah, because I'm not really thinking about being a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's not my job.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you have any idea what you would want to do in Korea?
I was thinking about, like, international stuff or working at the airport.
Cool.
Something like that.
That'd be cool.
I can speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And also I'm learning Chinese.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm learning Japanese, too.
Are you still?
Like, I try not to forget it,
mm-hmm.
but I watch some, like, video.
Oh, okay.
In
That's
Japanese.
Really cool.
Yeah.
What made you want to learn Japanese?
That's my friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, during... She's my elementary student.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not student.
Yeah, yeah, friend. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, she went to middle school, too.
Mm, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, just interested in the culture in Japan? Wanted to learn the language, or...?
She liked to watch the comic, Japanese
oh, yeah.
comic,
uh-huh.
at first, and she wanted me to watch
mm-hmm.
or read together,
yeah.
something like that, and actually, I like it, too,
mm-hmm.
and I think I like, they have a drama or a TV show,
mm-hmm.
which is really fun, too.
Oh, cool.
So I like that more, too.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it kind of helped me to learn Japanese language.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was in high school, and actually growing up, my dad knows German really fluently,
mm-hmm.
so he tried to learn, or he tried to teach me German,
yeah.
But I just, like, never really learned it well, and then...
It's hard, the language.
But it is similar enough mm-hmm. to English that it shouldn't be too hard, I think I kind of realized that I don't care about German culture that much. Like, it's
mm-hmm.
fun, but it's, like, not that different than American culture, I feel like, so
oh.
then... But then I started watching some, like, Japanese, like, TV shows and, like, reading books. And I was like, oh, this culture is so, like, different and, like, interesting and fun.
Oh.
So, actually, that's, like, why I started trying to learn Japanese. But I...
So, you get to know Japanese culture through the internet?
Yeah, mm-hmm. just, like, yeah, like, oh. and, like, well, like, anime is kind of popular here among some people. So, like, I'll, like, watch a show with, like,
okay.
my friends. And it's just,
yeah.
like, I don't know, like, I feel like... I'll, like, learn some like, Japanese words and, like, grammar,
mm-hmm.
and then I can, like, watch a TV show that I already like, and then
yeah,
I can,
yeah.
like, practice my Japanese, because
yeah.
it'll be in Japanese, and it'll just
mm-hmm.
be subtitled. So that's kind of why I was learning it for a while, too. But it's so hard now, because I'm learning Chinese, too.
I know,
so.
Like, I don't have time to learning Japanese.
Yeah, it's, like, impossible to learn, like, two languages at the same time.
Yeah, it's so hard.
Yeah.
So I just at least try to keep in my head.
Right. I do that. Yeah.
yeah.
Same. So.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about in particular? Otherwise, I'm good.
I'm good too.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks so much, Anna.
Okay. You're welcome.
Yeah. You're a good
you.
Person to interview. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Sorry, Cor. Are you sure you finished recording?